Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving today's parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Erica, who says, "So I have three boys, age 8 and twins who are 6. Thoughts and prayers, Erica. They seem to destroy bathrooms and I cannot handle it. They almost never flush. They spray pee on the floor and baseboards, squirt toothpaste on the counter, and almost never own up to who did it. I smell pee every time I walk in the upstairs hallway and it's gross. Any bathroom tips or tips for figuring out what kid did which mess so they can clean it?" Question mark, Erica. I have two boys who share a bathroom, and let me tell you that I'm feeling your pain on this problem. So I have a couple of thoughts. Number one, I'm not really interested in who did it. And I feel that is an overall point of view that I hold in my house. Who did it is not interesting to me. What needs to be done is what's interesting to me. Because when it's time to clean the living room because someone threw the pillows off the couch and someone opened the Legos and they spilled everywhere and someone else was reading three books and decided to leave them by the front door. Like, no matter how much my kids want to do this, I will not get into a debate about, like, I wasn't actually reading those books. It's cleanup time. And so that is definitely how I would tackle this, because you're not going to go crime scene investigators and be like, whose pee is whose in here and whose toothpaste is whose. Not the point of the problem. I will say this is a problem that I have chosen to kind of ignore in my house. We don't really have the peeing problem as much as we have the toothpaste problem. And I find that, like, I once a week go up with, like, a scraper and make the kids, like, scrape the toothpaste off and clean it up. The peeing thing, I think you call a lesson together and you're like, we're going to talk about proper peeing and make it fun, make it silly if you want. But, like, you remember when they were toilet training and you put Cheerios in the bowl? It's like, this is how we pee. We don't look around. We don't do other things. Like, it's worth it to probably take a minute and explain to them, like, we lift the lid. We aim for the center. Just in case they haven't figured that out. We don't roughhouse while we're peeing. It's a one person at a time activity. Just lay out the parameters of proper peeing. Then, on your schedule, once every 2 days, once a day, every Saturday, I don't care what it is, we're cleaning the bathroom. Or maybe before you go to bed at night, we're cleaning the bathroom. Here are some rags. My guess is a couple of times of cleaning up their own pee is going to help them realize that they need to pee better. And a couple of times of older brother cleaning up the twins' pees is going to make him pretty invested in making sure that they pee correctly too, which is going to all work together to solve this problem. So I would 100% take out of the equation who's doing what. This is our bathroom, and this is our problem to solve altogether. I don't care who did it. And I think with those things in place, I will say the toothpaste, I cannot seem to get on top of, like, you use a small amount of toothpaste and you don't leave it all over. Perhaps a more dedicated parent who put this higher on their triangle than I do would have this solved, but I kind of just let the toothpaste situation get a little out of control, and then we do a scraping party on Saturdays, which is super fun. You should come over for it sometime. We get the scraper out and we scrape off the toothpaste. So that one I've kind of let go, but I think I would draw the line at pee. I definitely remember sharing bathrooms with, like, my nephews and stuff and being like, who pees all over the place? Boys under 10 do. And so this definitely gets better. But I think if you lay the hammer down a little bit, make it their problem and their responsibility, you can also do it. Hey, whenever I smell pee walking up the stairs, it's a super fun pee cleaning party. And I think you'll get this under control pretty quickly. It's not going to be perfect, but it is going to be much, much better. And it's going to be less your problem. And fundamentally, you're paying a mortgage. You should not have to live in a gross pee house. So get those boys in line. Erica, I hope that helps. I think you can get dominion over this. If you guys have a question that you would like to hear myself or Amy answer, send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com and Amy or I might answer your question on an upcoming episode. Talk to you soon.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.